Hi everyone, and welcome to the next episode of Shelf Love. Today's book is called Perception by Franziska Izelli and Christo Hall, and it's all about having to take charge on how others view your brand, become irresistible, and make a bigger impact. So I'm reading page 182 today and 183, and it's all about getting out there and changing perception. So first of all, be reasonable with your expectations. Trying to change your whole perception may not be achievable, at least not right away, but identify what circumstances you can influence and be realistic about identifying any that perhaps you may little or no possibility of changing. Place all of your focus and efforts on the ones you can influence and detach yourself from those you can't. Next step is making time for it all. So you're most likely don't have infinite time, energy, or resources. But wouldn't it be nice if you did? So to focus, you must focus on your efforts on the strategies that will yield the highest results for effort expended. To do this, make a list of everything you are doing right now to influence your perception. This could include your marketing campaign, such as paid advertisements, your website or your social media presence, as well as your overall look or brand personality, like the design of your storefront or how your employees are instructed to communicate with clients. Trying to change everything at once leads to a diluted effort that may not yield any results. So pick 10% of what's on your list and focus your efforts on those things until they are at the level that you want. For example, right now you may decide only to work on updating your LinkedIn profile and redesigning your product packaging. Once you have completed those tasks, look at the next 10%. Keep working this way until you have completed everything on your list. But don't think that you're done there. Review and revise that to-do list. Perhaps there are new things that need attention, or maybe that LinkedIn profile is already due for another update. Remember, you must monitor continuously, then drop what is not working and amplify what is. The third thing is tracking what works. Have you heard of the 80-20 rule? It's that typically 80% will yield your results and 20% is your efforts. This applies to creating perception too. However, we don't usually know in advance which of the things on our list will fall into that 20%. So, try to track your results so that you will learn with time where to focus your efforts for the best advantage. You can do this by website tracking, for example, finding out where your visitors have come from, what search words they used, or which pages were spec best for converting views to sales, as well as by feedback forms asking clients where they heard about you. And the ultimate thing is becoming irresistible. Remember, your goal is irresistibility. You want people to want you, want your products, and want your services passionately, uncontrollably. Being the real deal is of ultimate importance. Of course, you must produce or provide a quality product or service. Never stop being genuine or real. However, quality alone is not enough to guarantee that your business will flourish, not even survive. Remember, Dolly Parton lost her own contest because other people managed her perception better. There's no point in working so hard to be the real deal, yet losing the game in spite of that. Irresistibility is all about perception. Perception is what will make people come to you or desire you. Yes, you must do whatever you do well, but you must also let the world know that. The strategies that I've outlined in this book will set you on that path. So yeah, guys, that's it. It's a good book. It's more about marketing as opposed to perception and psychology. But there are elements that, talk about how to differentiate, amplifying perception. At the end of the day, it's all about being genuine and being real. So yeah, so grab the book if you're interested, and yeah, I'll see you next time. Bye.